This is the entrance on this side and the exit over there, although some people, you know, do it backwards or whatever, but it's laid out as you walk in by decades. You walk into the 1930s.
Yesterday afternoon, Archie Schaefer, Executive Vice President of Corporate Affairs, gave a tour of the new Founders Room inside Tyson Foods headquarters in Springdale. The 1,500-square-foot room is located near the lobby and provides a look at the company's history and honors its founder, John W. Tyson.
Tyson has had a founder's room for a long time. For years, it was in our executive wing and was much smaller than this. And 2 years ago, Don Tyson initiated this project and wanted us to expand the founder's room and make it more accessible to both our team members as well as our suppliers, our vendors, our customers. And so we started gathering up all of the company history and photos to be able to construct what we have now opened and are calling the new founder's room. We talked about another name for it, but decided because of the history, everyone was going to refer to it as the Founders Room anyway. So we call it the New Founders Room, and it is just inside our lobby and was opened in November, and we think it has been very well received. Lots of our team members who aren't that familiar with the history of the company, as well as our customers and vendors, really appreciate being able to walk through here and learn about how the company grew from a very small family-owned business in the 1930s to the $32 billion a year in sales international company that we are today.
The room covers the culture, history, and tradition of Tyson Foods decade by decade, beginning with the 1930s when John W. Tyson began hauling chickens from Springdale to markets in Kansas City and St. Louis. The walls are covered with written highlights from the company's history, old photographs, and various memorabilia such as an old khaki company uniform. A theme of red and gold colors similar to those found on the Tyson logo are used throughout the exhibit, which was created by a small design company called Circa. A wall-sized photo of John W. and Don Tyson greets visitors at the exhibit's entrance. In a back room, the area is dedicated to a large yellow chicken known as Big Red.
He has a red hat and a red tie on, but Big Red was a mascot of the company's from 1960 until sometime in the 70s. And we have, you know, one of an old wooden logo of his that hung in the old corporate headquarters at one time. And it hangs in the theater we have here. We have a very small theater that we can show videos of the company. And we have that big logo of Big Red hanging in there, and so we call it the Big Red Theater.
The 1974 corporate film features rare video interviews with Don Tyson, Leland Tollett, and Buddy Ray. The light fixture in the theater was fashioned from an authentic chick house brooder. Other highlights of the exhibit include Don's last Tyson ID badge, a life-size cutout of Don, a memorial wall featuring handwritten notes from his 1995 retirement speech, the history of the Tyson logo, a story behind the khaki company uniform, and a replica of John W. Tyson's office on Emma Avenue in Springdale.
In the replica office of our founder, Mr. Tyson, we only had two photos that showed what that really looked like, and there were some things hanging on the wall in those photos that we didn't have and didn't know where they were, so we had to figure out how to come up with you know, the three things that you see hanging on the wall, one of which was a plaque that had been presented to Mr. Tyson back in the 60s by Van Tress Breeding Company. And you know, coming up with one of those to hang on the wall was probably the biggest challenge as far as finding something. And we ended up finding it by letting people know, and one of our team members who works for Cobb Van Tress that we own now, actually his father had a plaque very similar to that one and called up and gave it to us.
Archie says gathering all the materials was a challenge because although they had items in storage, a lot of it wasn't well cataloged. He says the current exhibit only features about 10% of the items they have, but everyone seems pleased with the result.
I think we've done a pretty good job of giving a good representation of the history of the company and how it grew from a very small family-owned business in the 1930s to the big company we are today.
The new Founders Room is open for public viewing during regular business hours, but groups of more than 10 people are asked to schedule a tour time.